The Book of Old Houses by Sarah Graves. Narrated by Lindsay Ellison.
Chapter 1. Driving up I-95 through New Hampshire and on into Maine, Dave DeMaio noticed, as if from a distance, how anger made the familiar route look alien to him. "The way life should be," the sign welcoming visitors to the Pine Tree State proclaimed. But to Dave, it was as if he were seeing it all by moonlight, everything bleached by rage. Once he was nearly overcome by the urge to lean forward onto the steering wheel and howl over the murder of his friend Horace Robotham, whose death Dave had learned of only the night before. But he was speeding along the turnpike, so he couldn't. He pulled off at a service area to use the restroom and wash his hands. Blinking tourists, kids with dogs straining on leashes, vans and campers with bikes, canoes, and kayaks lashed to their roofs crammed the asphalt parking area. Coming back out into the sunshine, with the air faintly tinctured by exhaust fumes and the smell of breakfast sandwiches from a nearby fast food place, he was tempted to linger, stretch his legs, and work the kinks out of his neck. But Horace's death. Murder, Dave reminded himself fiercely. His friend's brutal murder wasn't all that troubled him. The thing he'd tucked into his glove compartment before leaving home seemed to broadcast its evil presence on a special wavelength that only police officers and car thieves could hear. Then he noticed the scrap of paper on his windshield, tucked under the wiper, and the fragments of red plastic littering the pavement at the rear of his car. During the few minutes he'd been inside, someone had bumped the car's taillight, shattering it. The note on the windshield held an apology and a promise to pay for the repair, along with a name and phone number. Dave tossed the paper into a trash receptacle and got back on the road. If a smashed light was the worst that came out of this trip, he would count him.